With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Blessed are the peacemakers, President Trump quoting the Sermon on the Mount as he announces Israeli and Hamas acceptance of the first phase of his Gaza peace plan. It implements a ceasefire and calls for the release of all hostages, living and dead, by Monday. The president taking a phone call from a group of hostage families in Israel.
You did it!
You did it! Yeah.
Thank you! Thank you!
This is amazing!
Mr. President, we believe in you. We know you've done so much for us over the past, since you became a president, and even before that. And we trust you fulfill the mission until every hostage, every 48 of the hostages are home. Thank you so much. Blessed be the peacemakers.
God bless you, Mr. President. God bless America.
Israel's president and prime minister say that Mr. Trump deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. As for where things go from here, the BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
There are some important meetings that have to take place in Israel. You have to have a security cabinet meeting and then a full government session, which will be to authorize the release of Palestinian prisoners, which will be in exchange for the Israeli hostages. For a 24-hour period, there will be the Israeli forces withdrawing within Gaza to lines that have been agreed on with Hamas. That will leave Israel in control of just over half of the Palestinian territory.
No end in sight to the government shutdown, now into its ninth day. Priscilla has lost hurricane strength, turning off Mexico's western Pacific coast, moving in on the Baja California Peninsula. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Jerry is strengthening in the Atlantic, its sights set on the northern Leeward Islands. On Wall Street, the Dow down 175, the NASDAQ 51 points in the red. This is SRN News. New Jersey lawmakers issue a warning.
The state legislature has voted to issue a, quote, reproductive health travel advisory. It will advise New Jersey residents that some other states ban or restrict abortion, a fact that the vast majority of Americans must certainly be aware of already. Critics also wonder why a New Jersey woman who can easily get an abortion in her home state would travel to another state to terminate her pregnancy in the first place. Some call the legislature's action a kind of liberal virtue signaling. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the conservative majority Supreme Court is taking the American justice system back to its original purpose. For some years, the court had followed what people on the left call a living reading of the Constitution, which holds that the document should adapt the changing cultural norms in the country. But the current court is adopting originalism, which aims to enforce the constitutional principles understood by the Americans who ratified them in the first place. This is SRN News. A viral TikTok trend called The Great Lock-In is helping people achieve their wellness goals.
The Great Lock-In encourages participants to focus on their life goals from September 1st through the end of the year. That trend could be applied to various goals, including exercise, healthier eating, or even financial objectives. Some participants are using it to build savings and improve personal habits. There are no set rules, but experts suggest reviewing finances, setting attainable goals, and finding community support to help them succeed. Bob Agner reporting.
Most members of the Federal Reserve's Interest Rate Setting Committee support further reductions in the Fed's key interest rate this year. That's according to newly released minutes from last month's meeting of Fed policymakers. President Trump has repeatedly urged the central bank to cut rates in order to give the U.S. economy a bit of a boost. More details at srnnews.com.